As we are here, may your word have a place in our hearts. Do this and many more. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So, before I start, I would like to appreciate our mother in absentee. Please, can you appreciate her? Appreciate our mother. Even if she is not here, her spirit is here. Appreciate our mother. Executive here present and the workers who have made this service a success. So may God continue to grant you the strength to keep in his vineyard in the mighty name of Jesus. So quickly, in less than how many minutes we are out of here, so we are going to learn something concerning the name of Jesus. That was why when the choir was ministering, I was shocked. The name of Jesus. So our topic this evening is going to be the power of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. For those of you that are writing, the power of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Media, please, you are going to be working with me. Please. Anchor text, Colossians 2, verse 15. Different names that God gave in different situations. Praise God. Praise God. Please, don't sleep in the house. Eh? Don't sleep. Wake up. So, different instances in the Bible, we have seen the name that God gave. So, when the Israelites were in captivity in Egypt, Pharaoh was the one in charge. And when God wanted to deliver them, he sent Moses. You might have known the story very well, right? He sent Moses. But one question that Moses asked God was a very important question. If I go to this Pharaoh, father and mother in the house. Mommy, you are welcome. Amen. So Moses asks, if I go to this Pharaoh and say, Israelites have to leave this Egypt, who will I say sent me? Are you following me? So in that dispensation, there was a name to be given above Pharaoh. You can't just go to the vice chancellor and speak anyhow. If you are not higher than the vice chancellor, something will happen to you. Are you following me? Okay. So Moses asks, what will I tell them? Who sent me? So let's read together. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers. Are you sure this is the scripture? Okay. And I need only verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am had sent me unto you. So God gave a name there. I am that I am. And in God's word, he said, I honor my word more than my name, right? But this is God's word. And God's word there shows God's name. Are you following me? God sent forth a name to Pharaoh that whatsoever you are doing, I am sent him to come and deliver the children of Israel. Follow me closely. Praise God. So when Moses went there, it wasn't a battle of the muscle. It was the battle of spirit of God, that even the gods of Egypt were aware. Are you following me? Even the gods of Egypt were what? Aware. That when Moses turned his rod into a serpent, they also turned their own rod. But because a name was given, God honored that word that he said, I am sent him. Are you following? We are talking about the power of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. So in the beginning, we see that a name was very vital and important, specifically to the vessel that bears the name. So anybody can be Tinubu. Are you following? But there's a particular Tinubu that is set in charge of a particular realm, which is Nigeria. And the name identifies him. Praise God. The name of Jesus. So that was a name that God gave during the liberation of Israel from Egypt. Don't forget, that was a breakthrough. Our topic is the power of breakthrough. So we can see also in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12. All this, I'm showing you the occurrence of names in the Old Testament and their significance. Then we will dive into the name of Jesus. Are you following me? Okay. So, then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpeh and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Ebenezer, meaning my help. My help. So a circumstance will happen, and even a mere mortal man will name God, will name a particular place because of what happened there. A name. Are you following me? A name. Ebenezer, my help. If you read this scripture, you will understand what happened there. The Israelites, they sinned against God. And in the place of supplication, they were praying, "Oh Lord, please forgive us. We have sinned. We know we have sinned." And in that place of prayers, the Philistines arose and said, "Let us go now. We will go and subdue them. For they are not ready to fight. They are praying that God should help them." Are you feeling what I'm saying? That was when God answered their prayers speedily with a thunder that struck the Philistines immediately. And they named that place Ebenezer, God my help. Praise God. This is still the Old Testament. So we see also Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh means God that provide, our provider. Our provider. So that when Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, God said, "No, don't kill him. Don't. He provide." And Abraham named that place Jireh. Jireh. The one that provides. So all this, I'm trying to give you a background study of the name, what the name can do. What the name can do. Praise God. Follow me, please. So let's look at Jesus as the case study. You know, when Jesus came to this realm, he was already the Son of God, but he needed to do something in order to cancel what happened from the beginning. So he has to come as a child. We were told on the Bible study how that he has to come as a child, but a son that was given. Are you following me? A son that was given. A son cannot be born again because he was already dead from the beginning. So he has to be given, but in the form of a newborn baby called a child. Are you following? So a prophecy already went forth. We go to Isaiah 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Are you following? This is an embodiment of Jesus. An embodiment. So that in this time, when you call upon the name Jesus, the "I am that I am" will speak for you because it's an embodiment. Are you following what I'm saying? God doesn't need to come and split himself again, but it has to be in just one vessel. That you will not go to Ebenezer to look for help. You will not run to the Mount of Jireh for God to provide. But there was a dispensation that a name was given. That when you call upon that name, every knee
every knee, an embodiment of God in one man. I believe you are following me. Follow me closely. The mighty God. Everybody say the mighty God. The mighty God. All in Jesus. For unto us a child is born. Follow me closely. Let's go to Colossians 1 verse 16. Colossians 1 verse 16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. So, can you just tell me something that can stand against you that were not created by him? Are you feeling what I'm saying? Can you tell me that the academic situation was not created by him? All things. The embodiment of your finance was there. Praise God. I believe you are understanding something. So that when you are calling upon the name Jesus for a breakthrough, you are not just calling upon that name as a Christian because you know Jesus is the one we are saving. Jesus is our Lord. You will know that all things were created by him. Let's go to Matthew 28 verse 18. This way we are going to. Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All what is given unto me in heaven and in... So what are you fighting that is not in heaven or in earth or beneath the earth that Jesus hasn't conquered? They say he made a public show of them all. Are you following what I'm saying? That you will not just pray carnally and the devil will be there laughing at you because you don't know what you are doing. This was a man that the whole embodiment of God was deposited in him. That whosoever believeth in this man. When you are calling upon the name Jesus, you don't just call upon anybody. It's Jesus that we are talking about. He came, he died. He went to hell. And that is the Jesus that when you are praying, they say in the name of Jesus, you'll be struggling to say amen. I believe when you leave this place, you learn something. Praise God. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. They say, if they have knew this, praise God. Follow me closely. Let's go to Acts 4 verse 10. I'm giving you the efficacy of the name of Jesus. Acts 4 verse 10. Be it known unto you all and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you hold. This was Peter speaking after they were baptized by the Holy Spirit. He was giving a description that the one you crucified is the one that is making us to stand here, that I'd rather die saving him than to obey the authorities of the Jews. With all boldness, he said it. If you don't know what the name carries, even in your lecturer, if someone calls Jesus, you'll be afraid. You'll be like, oh, holy, holy. You understand what I'm saying? If they try to say, let us pray, all those things, you will leave that place because you don't understand the name. But this was a man that break protocol just to tell people about the name and the power thereof. I believe you are understanding what I'm saying. Your lecturer is teaching. You break protocol to talk about the name of Jesus. Who are you? That was exactly what Peter did. They were not there for preaching. They were there to do another thing, another business. But he found that as an opportunity to testify about the name of Jesus. A man that knew the name. Follow me closely. So, the first thing we have to know about prayer. If you are writing, you can write that down. Jesus' life, the one that buried the name, his life was all about prayer. The Son of God. So that when you want to pray for breakthrough, you not only pray for that breakthrough, you pray for the things to come. That after we heard about Jesus, 12 years, when he was in the temple teaching the scribes and the Pharisees, the whole 18 years of Jesus was given to prayer that we did not hear about. Then in his deity, he came, he manifested for 3 years. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That somebody will hide and seek the face of God as a son of God. The principalities that are not playing, the rulers in high places that are not playing, the rulers, the highest of the highest. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. The devil, the tempter, came to tempt him. What are you tempting him for? He already fasted. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that you think that this journey is very easy for you to break out of that bondage. Write this down. God understands how I've made our life very weak as a believer. Write that down. God understands not. Forget. I say it on. It has made us what? Very weak as a believer. That's something that you should pray for. You have E. God understands all. Your finance is not okay. God understands all. If God understands all, Daniel could have not prayed and said, God, please, you say that we will be in bondage 70 years. What is happening? God knew. God was there. God is alive. So when they are saying the efficacy of the name of Jesus, I believe you go home with something. This is a man that joined it. a man that suffered for your sake. You don't need to suffer again, because you can't pass through that level. You cannot. Can you go to the hell and fight and come back alive? You cannot now. Just call on that name. That situation will be solved. Because when you are calling upon that name, what God is seeing is a man, embodiment of me, that went to it and dominate all. Do you understand what I'm saying? God, the Almighty God, is in this child. If like you did not read that scripture very well. So that the few minutes we are going to be praying, you will understand why you are praying for that situation. Jesus, the name. That was what I was saying. When choir was singing, maybe you did not understand the lyrics and the song. So many of you might have been praying because you are a Christian. It's a religion that we should pray. Some of you pray from the beginning to the end. You don't even know what you are praying. You don't understand what you are praying. We are praying in the name of Jesus, the one that will go before you to solve that issue. In case you think prayer is just something that you do to have financial breakthrough, it's an economy. For you to be known in heaven, your life must be a life of prayer. For God to know you, He knows you by prayer. Even His Son, He did not care. His Son have to pray for God to recognize. Jesus just went to the tomb and said, "Lazarus, come out." But He has to admonish the Father. "Oh Lord, not because of me." Prayer is a lifestyle. Not just when you come to church. Praise God. Praise God. In a few minutes, we are going to be done. So this is like a case study of Daniel in Babylon. After this, we will pray. We are talking about the name. The name. So Daniel was to be deprived of prayers for just 30 days. We are talking about prayers. That you have not prayed for 1 year now and you are still satisfied. You are not doing anything. But they make a system. Let's go and see what happened there. Go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, from verse 6. You'll be reading the scripture. I'll be explaining. They gather and they say, let us capture this prayer life of Daniel for just 30 days. The demons are so intelligent. They are so intelligent. Let me just shut up Daniel's mouth for 30 days. That your own, they will be begging you to pray. And Daniel say, "No, just 30 days, not 1 year." Say, he cannot stay without praying. When he knows the efficacy of prayer. And you know the other side way of the story. So that in few minutes that we are going to pray, I will say this and say it again. You know that without you, God is God. God does not change, right? You will come and go. Generations come and go. The only thing that will be added to your life is when you pray and you have an God will add value to you. God will still be God. Thousand millions of people right now. he was a child. You need to pray 6 hours every day. This journey is not easy. So before thinking of breaking through, can you make that as an economy in your life? That whatsoever I do, I will acknowledge the name. Whatsoever I do, I will acknowledge the name. Oh Lord, if this is what you are going to teach me for today, the name, it's okay. Power of breakthrough will not come if you don't acknowledge the name. The demons are so intelligent. They will not stop. That is their duty. They are only to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That is what they are doing. So you can't stop them. The only one that can stop them is Jesus. That's why you have to acknowledge the name. Acknowledge the name. You are stress-free when you are praying. Let's go to Hebrews 5 verse 7. Hebrews 5 verse 7. Then we'll pray. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared, the Son of God. The name of Jesus, before he became the Christ, look at what he used to do. How many have you done? Crying is for the small babies, right? It's something that people will just get emotional and cry. There are situations in your life that you need to cry. If Jesus could cry and you'll be acting like a big boy, when that situation have hooked you to the point, you don't understand the name of Jesus. And you don't understand the man behind the name. Praise God. So I believe tonight that when they talk about the power of breakthrough in the name, the blind will call upon Jesus, Son of David, and Jesus will not, he will not even leave a step. He will turn and say, who? Because of the name. Other people were there, but there was a name that was called upon that it could not just leave. How many of you have called upon the name Jesus, not just in normalcy? How many of you have acknowledged the name Jesus? Say, Jesus is the head of the church. You just know that as a Bible study student, as a believer, when you are gone, if they ask you anything about the embodiment of Jesus, you don't know. Then what will you see if you call upon the name? Are you following what I'm saying? If they call upon Tinubu now, what you are seeing is a man with power to govern Nigeria. When they call upon Jesus, what do you see? So maybe you did not know things about Jesus. I've given you a little background. About the man called Jesus. Can we be on our feet? That in my generation, I won't be carnal about that name again. No. That I won't be carnal about the name Jesus. It's a normal thing. In the name of Jesus, we all come and we go back. That I won't be carnal. It's too much. The devil has been afflicting, and you are thinking of how you will get out of that issue. But the simple solution to that is beside you. It's around you. It's inside you. But you don't know. You don't recognize the potency in the name called Jesus. It's not just a name, but a man who prevailed. A man who suffered. Think about that situation. That thing that you need to solve. We are talking about power of breakthrough. People were blind from birth, but because of the name, they were delivered in seconds. And you are struggling. Oh, God is not a faithful God, right? In your life. No. If he has done it before, he's still doing it. It's just that you don't acknowledge the one called Jesus. That is the only thing you need for breakthrough. You don't need to pray much if you know Jesus. You don't need to pray much. The only thing that the blind did was to call upon the name Jesus, and they were delivered. They did not fast 40 days and 40 nights. But they know, if I call upon this name, there's a dispensation that will come to my life. And we have been in church for 20 years, 25 years, 10 years. We are still struggling. What are you struggling for? That a witchcraft, a little witchcraft will just enter a witchcraft and will come and be talking to you anyhow. And be suffering you because they understand what it means to acknowledge the name in their own kingdom. And you have Jesus, the head of principalities and power. He made a public show of them all. I believe you are having a reason to pray this night. This should give you a background of what you should pray about. Your first prayer should be, "Oh Lord, please help me to know you more. Help me to know you more. I might have known you as Jesus, but let me know the potency of that name. Let me know the potency of that name." I believe someone is praying in the house. Let me know the potency of the name Jesus. Pray. Don't wait for the instruments. Just pray. Let me know the potency of the name Jesus. Make that as a prayer. 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 Believers, pray. In time like this, where people are too satisfied, we are too satisfied. We think that everything is God's will. We are oversatisfied that we cannot acknowledge the place of prayer. And we are suffering and we lack prayer life. Never knew that this is what God wanted to say. I plant it differently, but what I'm seeing is another dimension. So if this is the only thing that we are going to take out of this place today, oh Lord, let me know the potency of the name. I've been doing things that I don't understand, whether it's prayer. I've just been doing it because the leader said pray. I will just start saying things that I don't know. Oh Lord, please let me acknowledge the potency. I believe someone is intentional this night. Be intentional about what you are saying.
this should be the rightful time that you gain the potency of the name.
Jesus. Put that amen as a believer. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the next prayer point before I leave this place. Since you have known the potency of the name, can you now direct the name to that situation? Can you direct the name now to that your family issue? That when they call you and they tell you, you are so disorganized. Can you direct the name? The name suffered. The name was a prayer warrior. The name conquered all. What is that issue? Direct this prayer to that issue. In the name.
Oh, speak from the heavens and the earth.
Jesus, we are praying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying.
Amen.
Bring it down. Jesus says something that if you are cured of a demon, cast it out. And when he went out, he find no dwelling place. That he will come back. Media, please find me that scripture. With seven more wicked demons. And if you are found wanting, if your space is open up, the letter N of you will not be pleasing. So now, the devil is away that the potency of the name has been declared upon you and you have acknowledged it. Are you thinking that the devil will just be sleeping? the devil will not be sleeping. This is his dispensation. Is just to make you suffer. It's just to take you out of the dimension of getting it from the name. So your prayer now should be, oh Lord, now that I know your name, now that I understand that the name has suffered things, so I should not suffer. Now I understand that the name has prayed all, so I should not pray again, that kind of prayer. Oh Lord, let the name be in me, so that when they come back, what they will see will be you, not me. Can you make that a prayer? That your life will be an express image of God. Make that a prayer. Oh Lord, let it be in me. Let it be in me, oh Lord. Let it be in me. Let it be in me. Peter understood this. That he said, what I have, I give to you. My life is Jesus Christ. That is what I have, I give to you. No demons will come and fight me because I'm no longer there. It is Jesus that they will fight. And if they can conquer, no worry. Let the name and the man behind the name be in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. It's like most of you don't understand what it means. So please, this is the last prayer point. The last. Pray it intentionally. Pray it intentionally. Oh Lord God. Oh Lord God. In this dispensation of your wonders, let it be upon my life through the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God. In this dispensation of your wonders, let it be upon my life through the potency of the name. Make that a prayer. Make that a prayer. Make that a prayer. Oh Lord, that I will not be left out in these wonders. Oh Lord, that I will not be left out. This is a season of wonders. Your life should be an express image of God in this season. Make that a prayer. Make that a prayer. Make that a prayer. Make that a prayer. Oh, my altar is holy. So Heavenly Father, we thank you one for what you have done, for the word that you have sent. I never knew that this is what you are going to tell the people. I say, Abba Father, for what you have done, let it be completely deposited in us. Let it be completely deposited in us. That in our entire life, we will acknowledge the name. That whatsoever we do, we will acknowledge the name. That in our lecture halls, we will acknowledge the name. That even when we are eating and it seems to be just garri that we are soaking, that we'll acknowledge the name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hands together for God.